It's Thursday, April 11th. Good morning. I'm Dan Blakely with your daily kickstart from Barry 360. Maybe the highest profile death so far in the Israeli-Hamas war. Three sons and four grandchildren of one of the top leaders of Hamas have been killed in an Israeli airstrike. Israel claiming they were Hamas operatives. Hamas accusing Israel of acting in the spirit of revenge and murder. The executive director of the Women and Children's Shelter in Barry is optimistic after the Ford government said it will support a bill tabled by the opposition NDP to declare intimate partner violence an epidemic. Teresa McLennan says she's hopeful this will mean that the appropriate funding structure will be created for services that support survivors of violence. Barry City Council last December unanimously voted to declare gender-based intimate partner violence an epidemic. Orillia Councillor Ralph Cipolla says the decision by council to ban most fireworks in the city came after careful consideration and a survey that found 99.9% of residents in favor.
Because of the noise, the effects of the smoke, and the chemicals that are involved in the fireworks are very hazardous to animals. And in particular, they would be set off late at night, where babies would be asleep and children would be asleep, and they would wake up.
More on the ban, the possible exceptions, the enforcement, and the fines on this week's What Barry's Talking About podcast, available now from streaming services and at barry360.com. No age barrier for the need for speed. Southern Georgian Bay OPP recently charged a 70-year-old Tay Township woman for speeding on Basie Road, also tagged her for having open liquor in the vehicle, no insurance, and no ownership card. Also charged a 70-year-old Tay Township man with stunt driving. He was clocked at 149 in an 80 zone. Periods of rain beginning this morning, up to 15 millimeters in some places, might come with thunder this afternoon, high 13. That's your kickstart for April 11th. We're back again tomorrow. Until then, remember, when you say no to someone and they get upset, it doesn't mean you should have said yes.